Come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
واشهد ان محمد رسول الله I bear witness is no fabara محمد is his messenger سبحان الله والحمد لله والله أكبر ولله الحمد Glory be to Allah and praise to Allah Allah is the greatest, so praise is for Him Rabbi zidni ilman wa razuqni fahman Rabbi zidni ilman wa razuqni hikman.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning all about belly aches, belly pains, or tummy aches. Have you had tummy aches often? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know why we're covering tummy aches today? Let me tell you. Lots of little butterflies get tummy aches now and again. Some children more often than others. You wake up in the middle of the night and your tummy is paining. You clutch onto your pillow and curl your body around it. And it helps a little and you go to school. But what happens in the morning if the pain is still there? Ouch, I have a stomach ache. You tell mommy and daddy. That's when the questions begin. Do you feel like you're going to throw up? Has it been hard to go to the toilet? Have you had diarrhea in the night? Does it hurt anywhere else? Does it hurt so much that you can't stand up? Are you worried about something at school? Mommy and Daddy will ask you all these questions because lots of different things can cause belly aches or abdomen pain. Today we're going to learn about what causes it and what you can do to feel better, inshallah. My butterflies, when you get belly ache, tummy pain or pain in your stomach, it can be a problem right in your stomach. But did you know your abdomen is more than just your stomach? More than your intestines, it's your whole area between your chest and your hip bones. Did you know that? Now, inside your abdomen, you have your stomach, your intestines, your bladder, your kidney, your liver, spleen, pancreas, gallbladder, appendix, and lots else. Now, sometimes they're not just bouncing all around you. They're held together like a bag. Now, when the two bags come together, it will be your front and your back. It's there to protect them. Can you imagine if your stomach was floating around inside of you and it came up to your throat one day? And if you coughed, can you imagine coughing out your tummy? Oh no! Now, kids might have belly pain or stomach aches for lots of reasons. The main one and the most common one is constipation. Now, constipation means you haven't been to the toilet in a while. Sometimes your bowel movements are hard. That probably means that you're constipated. If you haven't made a number two in a while, you could be constipated and you need to do something about it. What can you do? Drink some orange juice, eat some prunes, rub your tummy. Some hot water will do too. Another way of getting tummy troubles is diarrhea. That means you go too much to the toilet. Can you imagine The pain is your body's way of telling you to stay near a bathroom. Maybe you have an infection somewhere else. That can cause pain too. Maybe a sore throat or an infection in your throat can lead to your tummy troubling. Did you know that, butterflies? Sometimes you get pain in your tummy because you ate too much of something, or you ate food that was too spicy, or too greasy, or food that's been around in the fridge for too long and then went bad. It's your body's way of telling you that Allah has made it such your tummy's having a tough job breaking down and digesting your food. There's lots and lots of other ways of getting tummy troubles. But the next one I want to teach you about is stress. Many kids, and mummies and daddies too, have something called a nervous stomach. When they're worried or they're stressed, they could get constipated or diarrhea or just simply pain, and they don't understand why. Now, if you have a nervous stomach, you need to remember, calm down. Talk, what's going on? Are you worried about something at school or madrasa? Is there something you wish that needs to go away? Is there something you panicked about, like exams, or you just having a bad day? Many times stressful worries become less stressful when they're out in the open instead of inside of your tummy. So if you're having pain for no reason at all and you just stressed out, remember, calm down. Breathe and thank Allah for everything you have. Then ask Allah for help for everything you need help with. If you go to a doctor and examine, he might do some tests that will tell you whether you're getting stressed or whether there's a reason for your tummy aches. But butterflies, there's some tips to stay away from belly aches and to make sure you feel better soon. Would you like to hear what they are? And read a story all about belly aches? Let's first go for a quick break.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Every time when I'm awake, all things that I see, I know it's hard to believe, but it's from the Almighty. When the leaves fall from the tree, every plant that grows on land, when the waves flow in the sea, it's by His command. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la.
Let's read a story called The Terrible Tummy Ache. Once upon a time there was a little boy. His name was Muhammad. Muhammad always learned from Mummy to eat healthy. But one day Mummy had some work and so she wasn't around. So Muhammad felt very naughty. He saw all his friends eating unhealthy and he wanted to join in the fun. So he started to eat junk food with his friends. He loved it so much that he couldn't stop. He didn't even say Bismillah. He got to the point where he started eating and eating and eating some more. All of a sudden, Muhammad's tummy felt very sick. He had a terrible tummy ache. After a while, he crawled up in bed. He couldn't take it any longer. He just wanted Mummy to come back and make it better. Luckily for him, it was time for Mummy to come home. Mummy said, "Muhammad, my baby, what's going on?" Muhammad told Mummy what had happened. Mummy said, "You see, this is why I say eat healthy. It's good for a growing little boy like you." The best way to make you feel better now is to remember never to overeat again. Have some fresh fruit and vegetables, and inshallah it would help. And drink lots of fluids, especially water. Follow the sunnah, Muhammad, said Mummy. Say Bismillah and wash your hands before eating and after eating. And remember, you must get sleep too so your body doesn't get run down. But Mummy, said Muhammad, I need something that's going to help now. Mummy laid Muhammad down and began to rub his tummy. She read Surah Fatiha for him too. Slowly but surely, Muhammad's tummy ache went away. From that day on, Muhammad only ate healthy food, and he never had a tummy ache again. He learned his lesson. He stayed away from junk food. He stayed away from all those things that would make his tummy pain. And guess what? Little Muhammad lived happily ever after. The end.
اے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے پھول گلتے سلے علا جم گئے کے رہی ہے یہ باد سوا ایسی خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہا جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے اے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.